While many youngsters may be busy playing sports or video games, 12-year-old Paul Calvo and his 10-year-old brother Joseph of North Carolina can usually be found in the kitchen perfecting their recipe for double chocolate chip pecan cookies. 4 years ago, these young brothers, along with two other siblings, turned a love of baking into P&J Sweet Treats Bakery, which grossed more than $30,000 in its first year of operation. Joining me now to discuss their growing enterprise are Paul and Joseph Calvo and their mother, Lisa Williams. All three join me from the studios of WNCU in Durham, North Carolina. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Mr. Smiley.
Paul and Joseph, let me start with you. I understand this all started as a church fundraising project. How did you both get into baking, and how did it grow into a full-fledged business?
We began baking at the age of six, from our father taught us. And our pastor challenged us to begin something to raise money. And so we sat in the rec room that night and thought about ideas and thought about baking, because we already knew that I'd do that. And so that weekend, we created our business labels, everything. We came out with product lines, everything. We were so interested into this business because it was our passion. We love baking, just to feel the materials in our hands, everything, Mr. Smiley.
So, Joseph, what do you most like about baking?
What I most like about baking is mixing the ingredients and getting the right flavor for the cookies.
So, Paul and Joseph, I understand that the two of you are the CEOs of the company, but as you just told me, you also do the baking. But your sisters, Mia and Ashlyn, also have a role. So tell me how you've organized the business, and what do your sisters do?
Okay, Joseph is the CEO, and I'm the CFO / CTO. Mia is a COO. She's our chief operating officer. She processes orders and makes sure they get out on time, and also does our newsletter on the computer. Ashlyn is our COS, our company official smiler. She brings in the customers when we're working out of the kitchen.
Okay. And how old are your sisters, Mia and Ashlyn?
Mia is turning 10 and Ashlyn is turning 8.
So how do you manage time for the business between school and all of your other activities?
Mr. Smiley, is quite easy. We finish our homework because it's quite an easy task. And then we check for orders, and then we process them so that we have them printed out. We bake the orders and make sure they're sent out in a timely fashion.
So how did you guys come up with this recipe? Because they're awfully delicious.
Well, we experimented to get the correct flavor. We did many trial and errors to get just the perfect flavor with pecans.
Paul, I can imagine that in a place like Durham, North Carolina, there must be a number of other bakeries around the city. What makes your business so special?
Actually, Mr. Smiley, we're in Cary. And our business, what makes us so special is that we all use a family effort. And we make sure that our cookies are baked with passion and quality ingredients. And we make sure that they get baked at the right temperatures and everything, Mr. Smiley. It's all in the consistency of the cookie.
I like that. It's all in the consistency of the cookie. Yes, it is. So speaking of family, Lisa Williams, you still there?
I'm still here.
As the mother and financial advisor here, what are some of the things you've taught your kids to help them develop these entrepreneurial skills and really stay focused on the building of this business?
Well, first of all, we have the ideal in our house that anything you dream is possible as long as you put the effort and action with it. So the first thing is to get up with the right type of attitude, to decide what your day is going to be about, whether it's going to be a successful day or not, and how successful. The other thing I've taught my children, all of them, is that excuses are not an option in our home. We are not allowed to use excuses for our failures, for things that don't turn out right. We are to look at what went on, process that, and change to make it better. The other thing that the boys talked about is passion. If they're not passionate about something, they're not supposed to do it. That's just point blank with us.
I wonder whether or not, Lisa, you ever think they started too young. On the one hand, I hear you extolling the virtues of being disciplined and of being passionate, et cetera, et cetera. And those are wonderful things. Make no mistake about it. But I wonder whether or not Paul and Joseph and Mia and Ashlyn are missing out on a certain part of life because they're in the kitchen baking cookies trying to make money.
You know, that question gets asked to us an awful lot. They bake Monday through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They're out there in the field playing soccer, baseball, tennis, golf, whatever it is that turns their hearts on, they're doing it. We make sure we have a fine balance like anything else in life. I have to make sure my children are prepared for the future, and that's the key. When they say, hey, Mom, this is not what it's about any longer, and we're not comfortable, and we're not having fun, then they know they can stop. But there's a process, and to the way, they have to stop the business, and they understand that as well. These are lessons they're going to take with them for a lifetime.
So Paul and Joseph, let me start with you first, Joseph. What do you like to do when you're not baking cookies, since you do have a life?
When we're not baking cookies, I like to play sports, and I like to surf the web on the computer.
So Paul, what do you like to do when you're not in the kitchen baking those good cookies?
I spend most of my free time fixing electronics, and I'm the family technician along with my dad. I'm trying to create a computer software program that will help with our summer program, the YEC.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's the YEC?
It stands for Youth Entrepreneurship Club.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be 3 weeks next June, and it's going to teach younger kids how to operate and own a business the right way with the correct attitude. And so I'm creating a software program that will help move along the program.
What sports do you like to play?
I like to play basketball, football, and tennis.
So, Lisa, what do the boys do with all the money they make every year?
Besides investing in their mutual funds and their stock portfolio, they donate anywhere from $4,000 to $5,000 to nonprofit organizations such as domestic violence shelters, Interact in a local area, also to children's center like the Oxford Children Home, who is going to be the recipient of their donation this December.
All right. I need you guys to send me some more cookies. Can we work that out?
I think so, Mr. Smiley, if you make us a national partner.
I love Paul. This kid is Paul is on it. Well, Paul, I'm going to have to call you offline. We have to work something out, because if I can do something for you in exchange for some cookies, maybe we can work something out here.
We also have two new cookies. The first one is called Ripe Cranberry Delight, and the second one is called Orange Walnut.
So are you as hopeful that these two cookies are going to be as successful as the chocolate chip cookie?
No, Mr. Smiley. We know they're going to be a successful cookie.
Paul, I love you. This kid. I think I'm going to have Paul come run my business out here in Los Angeles.
I'll take that proposition.
All right. We've learned now that Paul Calvo is the CFO and the CTO. His brother, Joseph Calvo, at the ripe old age of 10, is the CEO of P&J Sweet Treats Incorporated in Cary, North Carolina. They join us today along with their mom, Lisa Williams, from the studios of WNCU in Durham, North Carolina. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. And, Paul, make sure you call me so we can work out that deal for those cookies.
I'll be there, Mr. Smiley.